Well, what buildings did you have around the farm?
Buildings? We'd have lots of times what we call the corn crib. Then we'd have what's called a hay shed, where we stacked our hay in under the shed. And you know, we all used to raise cotton. And we'd have what's called a seed pen. Put the seed up to feed the cattle and milk cows through the winter. They had to eat cotton seed.
Now, are these separate buildings?
Well, the hay shed and the corn crib, not always together. You built off from the corn crib to make your hay shed. Tell you how you could do that, and then as you fed the hay out, well, you let the stock come in out of that hay shed in the wintertime. Did that a time or two.
This was open on one side?
Yeah, and you'd always be on the south side, don't you see? Yeah.
Did you have a barn?
Not exactly a barn. We called them corn cribs, built out of logs. Or cheap lumber, and then you live up. Wasn't logs, it would be box and plank. They used to build houses here, and they call them frame houses. Now you see, the studs go up and down this way, and they've left that far apart, 16 to 18 inches. Well now, a boxed house, here's your sill come along here, and one up here, you just cut your plank the same length, and you nail on, come in here at the corner, nail here, and then nail up there. And then when you got through that, be see, here's a crack and here's a crack. Well, you had to strip that. Well, now, sometimes they didn't strip them corn cribs because it was air corn. And what little rain would blow through them cracks wouldn't hurt air corn. Especially if it had a good roof over it.
Now, how else couldn't get their noses in?
That's right.
Did this have an upstairs?
No, no upstairs.
Did they have barns with upstairs here at all?
They do now. They did in them days.
What do they call an upstairs barn up here?
Loft, hay barn, hay loft.
Hay loft.
Yes, I'm going to show you a two-story barn down here. And boy, will it hold lots of hay.
Did you ever put your hay out in the field?
Yes.
How did you put it out there?
We just stacked one bale on top of the other until you got all your hay that you had baled hauled in and stacked. This is just a few times I did this. You go to the creeks, lowland, and cut this green Johnson grass. It'll be headed down. And you just cut that, you'd be surprised how fast you can cut it. And of course, I had these boys, we grabbed that up. And we taking a little bit of pain for keeping the heads all together. And we load that on a wagon. And like this was a rick of baled hay. I'd come in right here and lay my Johnson grass down, and I went plumb through. I wanted about that thick. Then when I got that side fixed, it fixed this side. Then I'd come back here and I'd just start lapping. I'd let it lap all the way through to get here at the corner. Well now, any number of times or several times, I'd take and make the center, the cone of the things where the water runs. I just lay this Johnson grass plumb, just pile it up right through the middle of that bale of hay. And then when I come up here, don't you see, with my Johnson grass and with my roof. It's green, this green or this green. And when it sets, cures out and sets, it'll just turn water like a roof.
Ah.
I did that right down here